Thank you very much, James. We recognize that in Uganda there's a deficit of leadership. The military dictatorship that took over the country 38 years ago made sure that they destroy any kind of civic engagement. Political education was abolished in schools, and even the history of Uganda has now been altered. So we saw it imperative for us to establish a leadership school where we can prepare leaders and empower them with the knowledge and appreciation of the dynamics that have shaped the political history of Uganda.
So what will you be teaching?
Well, we are going to be teaching leadership skills, communication skills, policy, and all that. But most importantly, we want to simplify what we learned in higher institutions of learning for the common people. Majority of our people are ghetto people. They lack the formal education, but they appreciate the leadership deficit in their country. We want to transform the education that we got from universities as big as Harvard to a normal layperson's understanding, an ordinary human understanding.
Honorable, do you think the topic of corruption will be one of the subjects?
Definitely, definitely. Corruption has been a cancer that has ravaged our country, and we have to teach our people about it, how to resist it. First of all, we want to open their minds to the extent that corruption can damage a country, but also to empower them with alternative ideas to fight corruption.
You say you need leaders who will resist the temptation of power. What does that mean?
Well, power corrupts, and since power corrupts, we are also, you know, prone to corruption since we are seeking power. Although we are seeking power to transform a country, we need to prepare ourselves to be able to resist the trappings and temptations of power.
Human rights also.
Most definitely. We want to teach people about their constitutional rights, but also civic duties, so that it's a double benefit for our country.
When do you think the school is going to come into existence?
The school is in existence right now.